Hare Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Lord Nisringadev. Jai Nisringadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. And as I was actually speaking the Hungarian version of the podcast, then noon came, and noon was the time when Lord Nisringadev actually appeared. Here it's going to be 8:30 at night when we break fast, because that's when moonrise will be, that's when dusk will fall. And Lord Nisringadev actually fought with Hiranyakashipu up until that time, and then he killed him. So we have to wait still a little further and meditate on how during this time of day Lord Nisringadev was began his fight with Hiranyakashipu, a fight that terrified the demons and gave a lot of pleasure. Well, we'll talk about that. Gave a lot of pleasure to the Lord, because that was his purpose. He wanted someone to fight with him who would actually give him the joy of fighting. Why does Krishna want to fight? Because the fighting propensity is in him. We know that Krishna talks about how the Kshatriyas, they have this Ishvara Bhav, and they have the heroic, the Bhav. They like to fight. For them, it's like for Brahmins eating sweets or worshipping the deities. For Kshatriyas, they like to fight the way Brahmins like to eat. It's their nature. And where does that original nature come? Tasya kartanam apimam vidya kartanam avayam. That nature originally comes from Krishna. Krishna has that fighting nature. But who will fight with him? The cowherd boys fight, but their fighting is fighting in love. They won't seriously hurt Krishna, even if they get angry with him or there's some kind of disagreement. It's very temporary. And they'll never give Krishna the ability to fully absorb himself in wrestling, as if he's fighting with an enemy to the finish. It requires a demon to do that. But Krishna isn't always keen with fighting with demons. Sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't. Kamsa is a for real demon. But Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they're devotees. Jai and Vijay come, his eternal associates, coming in the form of a demon. It's quite an enigma. For us to sort of figure out how would a devotee want to be inimical? A devotee doesn't want to be inimical towards Krishna. That's the definition of pure devotional service. Anukulyena Krishna anusilnam, that devotional service has to be anukul. But still, if it's the Lord's desire, then they're willing to accept that type of service. So Jai and Vijay accepted the role of demons. And why demon? Because a demon will have hate for the Lord. And he'll fight with the Lord to the finish. And give him a good fight. Give Krishna the opportunity to really exert himself and to really experience what it means to actually have a really good fight. No one can defeat him anyway. But still, he yearns for that type of pleasure or pastime. And even if it requires playing an inimical role, a devotee is willing to do it if it pleases Krishna. Therefore, it's anukul. You know? Therefore, it's anukul. But we shouldn't try to imitate that. This is a special pastime. And I always like that verse where Shukadeva Goswami says, in order to prove the word of his devotee that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is everywhere, Lord Nisringadev appeared out of a pillar. This argument was going on between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj was explaining to Hiranyakashipu that his strength that he was so proud of, he wasn't the source of that strength. It was just a blessing that he received. And the original source of that strength is the Supreme Lord. And Hiranyakashipu was incensed. What do you mean it's the Supreme Lord? Who do you think that you are? Where is your Supreme Lord? And Prahlad Maharaj said, he's everywhere. And he's in everything. Just like Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sauram Samai Pashyati, that he's everywhere and in everything. But Hiranyakashipu wouldn't have any of that. Is he in this pillar? And then in order to prove that what Prahlad Maharaj was saying was true, Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, he's also in the pillar. Then Lord Nrisimhadev appeared with his full potencies. Because he is everywhere, and he is in everything, with all of his potencies. Andantarasta paramanuchayantarastam govindamadi purusham. So Govinda is present everywhere and in everything. And when Hiranyakashipu saw Nrisimhadev, he was really afraid. He thought, now my death has appeared before me. He recognized he's not going to be able to fight. But still, he's not going to be able to fight with Lord Nrisimhadev, or at least match Lord Nrisimhadev. And he recognized that Lord Nrisimhadev was going to kill him. But he didn't run away. He was a hero. He saw better dying at the hands of the enemy than to run away. And so he began to fight, even though when he first saw Nrisimhadev, the features of the Lord were so ferocious that even a great hero like Hiranyakashipu closed his eyes. And when he heard the shrill sound of Lord Nrisimhadev's laughing, then he closed his ears. He just didn't want to hear. It was such a frightening sound. And so they fought, and they fought, and they fought, just like Oid Varaha and Hiranyaksha fought until sunset. Of course, because Hiranyakashipu had this boon that he's not going to be killed in day or at night by a man or an animal or on the land or in sea or in the water, and so many boons. So Lord Nrisimhadev had to choose the proper time. He wasn't a man, he wasn't an animal, he was a mixture of the two, and neither at day or at night, but at twilight, a special time at that time then, and on his, not in the air, not on the land or in the sea, but on the lap of the Supreme Lord, Hiranyakashipu was fortunate enough to be killed. He thought that he would be immortal. Just like nowadays, I constantly see different articles popping up on the BBC about people trying to become immortal, how scientists are saying they're just this far away from, you know, making the body be a permanent fixture. And even if they do, say that they do make the body, they won't. But say that they can make the body live forever. But that doesn't mean that the soul is going to be able to stay in there forever. Even if you keep the body going, ultimately you can only stay in your body for a certain period of time. And after that you have to leave. And someone else may enter that body, but you won't be able to stay because karmari nirdahata kintucha bhakti vajram. Everyone has their own karma. Yastendra vendra matavendra mahosva karma. And only by pure devotional service can you actually become free from your karma. Not even by performance of karma yoga, or jnana yoga, or astanga yoga. None of these will free you from your karma. But bhakti bhajan, only pure devotional service is capable of doing that, achieving that. And Hiranyakashipu, he also thought, I'll live forever in this body. But no, it was time to leave, it was time to die, and when the time came, then that was it. So we should also, it's our opportunity, our day for remembering the Lord and praying to Him. But we shouldn't pray for living forever in this world, and not even so much for protection of our material assets. These are not what pure devotees pray for. We really need to pray to be able to continue executing our devotional service. Prabhupada gave us the permission to pray for the welfare of the Krishna consciousness movement and for us as devotees to be able to continue serving in the Krishna consciousness movement. But recognizing that human form of life is fixed, we only have so much time in which we live in this world, we should really pray to get protection, not so much from death as from our mind and our senses. These are our real enemies that are really causing us problems. And if Lord Nrisimhadev protects us, just like Hiranyakashipu, this is the embodiment of lust and greed, desire for gold and sex life. If the Lord can free us from these things, which, as he himself says, are the gates to get death, kama, krodha, tata, lobha, then we'll have really received that blessing, benediction. Lord Nrisimhadev is very kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and devotees who want to serve the Lord in this feature, in opulence. They can go to Vaikuntha planet, where one of the 24 Vishnu Tattva forms of the Lord, as Nrisimhadev, resides, offering blessings to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, who are known for their beautiful, beautiful prayers. This morning, I went to deity greeting, and I didn't stay for class. Keshav Bharti Maharaj gave class, and he was reading the prayers to Prahlad Maharaj, of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj offers such beautiful prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. If we read these prayers and offer them to the Lord, then these are the things that, these are the words that will give us real insight into the path of pure devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm not afraid of this material world. I'm not afraid of rebirth. But I'm very much afraid of the impulses that are there due to my own low birth. He considered himself to be born in the family of demons. I'm afraid of my mind, I'm afraid of my senses, and I'm afraid of what they will oblige me to do. Therefore, please give me protection from them. And we also see from Prahlad Maharaj the example of someone who really knows how to forgive, despite the fact that his father tortured him so much. He asked for the Lord for the benediction of liberating his father. And that was truly the sign of a magnanimous, big-hearted person. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Nrisimhadev ki jai, Hare Krishna.